Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, you always want to keep your players. You know, unfortunately, that's part of this business. There's tough decisions that you have to make. And the one thing about Goody and myself is we're in constant communication on a daily basis. So there's never a decision that's made personnel-wise that's a surprise to me.
That's Matt LaFleur after the Packers cut Mike Daniels yesterday. You'd love to have guys like Mike Daniels on your team, they say. Just not specifically Mike Daniels. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Every Thursday, Friday, Monday, before games, after the media scrums, we're going to go right to Green Bay and talk to a guy who's right in the thick of it. Kind of a busier introduction to training camp this year than maybe in years past. But Ryan Wood, back as a full-time member of the morning show squad here on The Fan. You can find his work, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He joins Chuck and Winkler. Ryan Wood, welcome back to the program. How you been, bud?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
This is where he got to start, man. I think I called him up.
This
is where he got to start.
First radio show I think I was ever on the Packers beat was right here.
Wow.
Yeah, I called him up like the first week that he was on that beat, and I was like, I gotta get this guy on. And of course, Big Show stole him. But
Big
we got to
stole him. We talked to Michael Cohen for a few years, and not only did Michael take a job in D.C. With the United, I think that, Chuck, you might have forced Michael out because you guys would always end up fighting about something.
Yeah, back and forth.
So if you get mad at either one of us, let us know, Ryan. We don't want to leave you.
Okay. I'm usually more of a pacifist, but that we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, Mike Daniels, this was a bombshell that was on us yesterday that we, about 9:30 or so, we talked about it for the whole half hour. It was a shocker. Was it a surprise to you? And what all went on here as this thing kind of unravel a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a surprise. I mean, I don't think anyone would have thought, certainly the day before training camp, that they're going to release over the course of the past several years, one of their best players. Now, keep in mind that that's hindsight, right? Over the course of the past several years, Mike Daniels turned 30 in May. He's once was as durable as they came. I mean, for four straight years, he never missed a game. He's missed 8 games the last 2 years because of injury, 6 games last year. You don't usually get more durable once you turn 30. So that's part of the configuration, but also, they brought in a lot of guys who, you know, Za'Darius Smith and Rashawn Gary, they might be listed at outside linebacker, but they're going to be playing a ton of defensive line. Both guys are going to be putting their hand in the ground, and Za'Darius Smith especially can play up and down the defensive line. And in sub-package, both those guys could be interior rushers. So even if Mike Daniels was on this team, he was looking at significantly fewer snaps because there was just more depth there. And then the last part, really the crux of what this decision came down to, is the financial flexibility of, you know, he had $10.7 million cap hit. His dead money was only $2.4 million. So they've saved $8.3 million against the cap. They're now at $15 million under the cap, which gives them a lot of flexibility if they want to go out and end the season and extend Kenny Clark. It makes it a lot easier now after the season or even before the season ends to extend Blake Martinez, who's going to be a free agent. So there's things that they can do that really, being $7 million over the cap before, they weren't privy to some of the options that they now have. So there's a lot of reasons for why they did what they did. Of course, the big thing is they voluntarily became less deep at a position, the defensive line, where attrition is part of the job. I mean, injuries happen in the trenches, and there's one fewer guy that can play there. So that is the big thing to watch going forward.
I was reading some of your tweets yesterday. At By Ryan Wood is where you can follow Ryan Wood here on Twitter. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. He'll join us tomorrow. He'll join us Monday. He'll join us 3 times throughout the week here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. And I kind of was with where you were, where I get it. I mean, there's reasons why the Packers made this move, and I get it. But on the eve of training camp, you make a decision to make yourself worse. Now, do they want to pay a bunch of money to a rotational player
And I know that Mike Pettine and his defense, 60% of the time they've got two defensive linemen or less, and he would not have played maybe as much this year as he even did last year. But unless they purposely use the money to get better this year, like if you extend guys, that's great, but those are next year things. It just seems, Ryan, that the timing is interesting on this, and the Packers, I don't know if the players that are reporting today feel this way, but it's almost sending a message like, yeah, we want to win this year, but we're also, you know, sustaining success sort of thing. You made your team worse the eve before training camp.
Yeah, and money is always a part of these decisions, and I think a big part of this when it comes to how Brian Gutekunst looked at it was, would you rather have a Kiki Kingsley on the 53 or maybe a Tyler Lancaster on the 53 and $8.3 million more in cap space, or lose one of them? Because if you kept both with Mike Daniels, you're probably looking at six defensive linemen, which usually you keep five. You lose one of them and not have the $8.3 million to have Mike Daniels, who, as we said, is 30 years old, still at an age where there should be some good football ahead of him, but probably at an age where the best football he'll ever play is behind him, and has had durability issues the past 2 years. And clearly, that, you know, the Packers really look. They like Tyler Lancaster. They feel like he came in and in a lot of ways even outplayed Montrevious Adams last year, the third round pick from a couple years ago. So, the $8.3 million was a big part of this decision, but also the fact that they feel like they have some fringe depth there that can be on the roster and provide snaps and step up into roles that they didn't have for most of last year, and then they had. When they got depleted by injuries late in the season, they were able to impress. So that I think is a big part of this. But yeah, I mean, Mike Daniels can play. You can't have enough big guys who can move and can play on your roster. And as I just said, they were depleted by injuries last year. If they're depleted by injuries again late this season, come December, they've got undrafted guys like they did last year playing key snaps. It's hard not to think that they're going to come back and regret letting Mike Daniels go for nothing.
So who do you think is maybe another potential surprise cut for these guys?
That's a good question. It's hard to say without being able to see anything on the field. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of eyeballs will be on Tremont Williams this year and every year the rest of his career. Now, this is the last year of his two-year, $5 million contract. He more than justified that contract last year, the $5 million APY, because, you know, not only did he play a solid corner, but he also moved to free safety midway through the year, and I thought he played pretty solid there. But he's 36, so, I mean, this year and every year that he plays, it's always going to be a question of would his father time catch Tremont Williams, and it didn't last year. It might not this year, but father time's undefeated. It's going to happen some year. So that'll be interesting to look at, but you know, there's a reason why they call them surprise cuts, because you're surprised when they happen. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any more.
Does Mason Crosby have to earn his spot in this team yet?
He's got to kick well. I mean, if it's close between him and Sam Ficken, Mason Crosby's going to win. The institutional knowledge he has of kicking inside Lambeau Field, and not only that, but kicking clutch kicks late in the season in the playoffs, those are things that are extremely hard to replace. The Packers like Sam Ficken's strong leg. I mean, he's got a strong leg. That's the book on him. But Mason Crosby, he's a proven commodity at one of the most shaky, vulnerable positions in sports. So if Sam Ficken wins, he's going to have to win it by miles. I mean, if it's close, it's going to be Mason Crosby.
Green and Gold insider Ryan Wood joining us. You can find his work, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com on Twitter, at By Ryan Wood. This is obviously the first training camp that Matt LaFleur's had as a head coach, and so obviously his first one with the Packers. Clearly different because of the surprise cut yesterday with Mike Daniels, different because they're going to have a team come to Green Bay. Mike McCarthy never did that. Practice underway in about an hour and a half. Any other differences in just in your dealings with LaFleur in these last few months, differences in the vibe between this year and last year, either coming into the season or obviously with the tough way that it ended?
Not too used to seeing a go-kart around the practice field because of an injury to the head coach. I mean, that's certainly different, and that goes in line with, I mean, there's a youthful energy here that, you know, didn't exist in the past. And I'll say this, too. This isn't Matt LaFleur, but here's a huge difference. So yesterday brought me back to when the Packers released Josh Sitton in 2016. Now, that was the end of training camp, but it was similarly surprising, I think, where no one really saw a named player who played a ton of football and had been to a Pro Bowl get released, and then he was. The difference, the biggest difference to me, though, is, I mean, it's just kind of nice to know the reasons why a decision like that was made. I mean, I think Brian Gutekunst, whether you agree with him or not, deserves a lot of credit for immediately stepping to the podium and telling fans why he did what he did and not leaving his fan base out in the dark to guess why the decision was made, as happened in 2016 when Ted Thompson never discussed the reason why he made such a surprising, shocking move in releasing Josh Sitton and left fans to speculate for months on why such a bold decision was made. So I thought that Brian Gutekunst acquitted himself very well, at least in that regard yesterday, and that he was accountable to the fan base. And that to me was a very clear difference than what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I thought of that too, that he got up there right away and had to then leave the head coach to, you know, tell the story like Mike McCarthy had to do. And when there were so many roster moves in the past, Ted always had, it was Mike McCarthy up there doing the explaining.
Yeah, absolutely. And it benefits the fan base, because now whether you agree with the move or not, as a fan, you know why it was made. And that's really all you can ask for, is you understand that it was financial flexibility. You understand they felt good about their depth. It's not guesswork. I mean, it was such an awkward press conference with Mike McCarthy immediately after Josh Sitton was released in 2016, because it wasn't his decision. It was Ted Thompson's decision. And even, I mean, 3 years later, there's still a lot of guessing going on as to why that was made. Now, obviously, that move didn't hurt the Packers. I mean, Lane Taylor, especially in that immediate year, because he stepped in and has played a solid left guard for the most part. But when moves like this are made and they surprise everyone, the right thing to do and the best thing for the fans is to explain the decision, the process that made you arrive at making this decision. And Brian Gutekunst did that. So I thought that was very impressive.
There's a lot of questions that are going to pop up the first practice today. We've got a lot we want to talk about the offensive side of the ball. We'll get more into that a little bit tomorrow. Ryan Wood to join us throughout the season, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 8:20. Welcome back aboard, Ryan. We will be in touch tomorrow, and have a great first day of training camp.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline again, Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays, all throughout training camp and the regular season here on Chuck and Winkler. The Great Midwest Bank Hotline, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Do we call his segments? See, it's so juvenile, but it's almost too good to pass up. Ryan Wood in the morning, Wood.
Oh.
It's too good to pass up.
Going down that road?
But I told you it's juvenile.
Yeah.
But it's too good to pass up.
That's half the show. Yeah.
Well, if my last name was Wood.
Yeah.
Well, we might do like, how much wood could a wood chuck, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But you would want morning wood. The show would be called Morning Wood.
I never thought of it
Chuck's
that way.
Chuck's Morning Wood.
See, I never thought of it that way with Ryan Wood coming on our show in the morning. I never went down that path.
Oh, I immediately did.
never even occurred to me. That never even, I mean, I'm sick as the next guy.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
But I don't, I, that never even
you're
crossed
filth.
My mind. Well, you look who's talking. No, I didn't think of it that way. But I'm glad he's on, man. He's a good guest. He's a good information guy. I won't be arguing with him like he did Michael Cohen. I mean, Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen went back and forth at me when I said, "Oh, the Packers got to play five or six on the road," and he was taking me to task. Well, good old Freeman is right again, because they lost all those games and ended up killing them in the long run. Yeah, when they had to go to Seattle and go to New England and back up to Minnesota.
I didn't mean to give you post-traumatic Cohen disorder. I know you guys weren't buddies. Did you ever, when you saw him in like Green Bay, did you ever talk to him?
He kind of keeps himself up there, or he did.
Are you going to talk to Wood?
Well, I always say hi to Wood. Yeah. I mean, I do. I mean, but I mean, Michael, I mean, I never really got to know him because he just kind of, you know, those guys just, he just kind of kept to himself.
I got to know him. We text about you all the time.
Well, that's, well, I mean, he doesn't know me either, so.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
You know, it turned out to be right in most of the things I argued with him.
So can I say we'll pop our morning wood tomorrow at 8:20 or no?
You guys can do that, yeah.
Again, it's just so, I'm trying to balance. It's too good to pass up, but it's also, it is kind of juvenile. It's a little too obvious.
It is.
So I think we'll pass on it.
Okay.
You guys at home can do it yourself. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan, doing it yourself, shaving, a nice comfortable shave. Harry's is the place to go for that. This summer you want a fresh face and you don't want to burn up your wallet? Harry's Razors. Check them out at harrys.com. One of the best ways to stay cool this summer. The razors, the blades, some of the smoothest, most comfortable shaves that I have had. I have tried many razors, especially this neck area. You get the neck beard. Yesterday, I think I referred to Kyle Orton for a good picture. I've got to take care of it today and clean it up. And I've bought razors at the store. First razor I could find. And then afterwards, you can like play connect the dots on your face with all the cuts that you made. Harry's, smooth, comfortable, a close shave, and you don't have to worry about it. And they have the 100% guarantee. So if you don't like it, you get your money back. They do that because people like it. Right now, special listeners, special offer for you special listeners, 5-blade razor from Harry's, the weighted handle, shave gel, and you get a travel cover. So you get a nice little kit there. You can get it for $3 to try it out. $3. Shipping free right to your door. Use the code BART at harrys.com. Again, new customers will get $5 off their trial set from Harry's with the code BART. Razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, $3, free shipping when you use the code BART at harrys.com. Replacement cartridges, just $2 each. They're available at Walmart and Target if you'd rather shop in store and get your hands on them. So check them out. harrys.com. Use the code BART. Mike Clemens, we'll get a report from him. We'll hear from Mark Murphy. When's this team going overseas? They're playing in Canada this preseason. When are they going overseas? It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.